Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, I talked about how even if we went all the way and won the whole thing, that I wanted to come out of it feeling like, really, like this could be the start of something. Like we had our next core, which would include players from the last championship and then players who were joining this core. I think we're there. I think the mission now is just to continue to build on that. That's how we're going to frame it. We want to carry this forward and win every year.
That was Heim Bloom yesterday talking to the media, talking about building something sustainable, something he's talked about. Building something special.
Basically what he said.
He basically is. He's trying to build something special. Yes.
Sustainable, something long-term,
so
unlike the Jaguars.
I think, you know, I don't really look at last year. Last year was like a complete train wreck. Like, you got to trade Mookie and just start from scratch. And there's still some core players. This year, it was... He did. He rebuilt a farm system. You know, there's some guys. He brought in some players. There's some prospects that you like. You know, you got to look. He built up a guy like Whitlock in Rule 5. I mean, brought in some other pieces that worked in Renfro, who you have for a couple years, and Arroyo, the same thing, and Kike. Yeah, he missed, you know, with guys like Marwin Gonzalez, and we'll see about the Benintendi trade. That's maybe be determined another year or two. That could have been a swing and a miss, too. But it's like, what now? Like, you got the interest of the fan base.
Yeah.
Right? Ended the year, last two or three weeks, excitement, Fenway's rocking. People like, I want to keep an eye on the Red Sox. I want to see what they do this offseason. So is it Heim Bloom we trust? Is it make some trades with guys like, who are these guys? Or another utility player? Or an arm that you might like that's got potential, that's been hurt? Or do you need a signing? Do you need a guy to kind of continue the excitement?
No, I care. So to me, it's like, okay, you've taken some land from the Patriots, from the Celtics, from the Bruins. Like, you've reinvented yourself almost. So it's like people actually... acknowledge that you exist.
Socks equal fun?
Yes. How about that? Socks equal fun. No, I do think it's important.
More
because
of that than in the past.
The longer so even that 2018 World Series, like there was, people were interested, but it wasn't at the level that it was at this time. Now, maybe it's a one-off situation. I would like to think no. I think just the advances of everything that they're doing over there and the involvement of younger audiences and just fans in general, they're back. Okay. So, are you going to do something to keep them and encourage them to stay into it? Or are you going to screw it up and piss everybody off? Now, maybe it's out of his control. Honest to God. Like, how I'm doing what's best for you by making these decisions. You just don't know it yet. Kind of like you had to apologize to him. I did what was right for the team. You didn't like it at the time, but I was proven right. Because I feel like they have a really good opportunity to actually build on what they created. Like, they do. By the guys that they signed, by their approach, and obviously winning, taking over again.
See, I want Heim Bloom to kind of have that Tampa approach when it comes to this bullpen. I expect to see a different bullpen this year. And maybe even add an arm at the higher levels of AAA or a big league arm, like a young guy, make that trade, whether it's using guys like, you know, whatever, prospects or even a Renfro or a Dahlbeck or whatever. Use some of these guys and maybe make some trades. But when it comes to, you know, position players, I would like for them to kind of tap him on his shoulder and say, oh, by the way, we should be in on Semien. You know, we can keep Kike out in center field, or we should be in on Marte, and we can keep Kike at second base and put him in center field. So I almost feel like you're almost riding this momentum. You know, identify a good young player, because, you know, JD will know 5 days after the World Series, but it's going to be a one-year deal. You know, and there's last year there was a little bit of a drop-off, and I don't know what next year is going to look like. So it's like, okay, let me know who's going to be here for the next 4 or 5 years. Like, just one guy, right? And I think, you know, he has the opportunity to do that. The question is, you know, will he? Because this CBA that's coming up here December 1st,
yeah.
You're hearing it now, you're saying like there's going to be a lockout.
Yeah.
And that's going to freeze everything.
Well, that'll run everybody off.
That'll piss everybody off.
That you're starting all over again. I think things that
because you know they're going to be public. You know it's going to be public. They can't keep their mouth shut.
Oh yeah, no. Baseball players, not even close.
Well, the COVID
owners, you name it, everybody.
Well, I was going to say that. I would say it started with COVID because the attitude, the personalities, whatever. You guys don't get it. You're bitching and complaining. No, whatever. They figured it out and they made it work. So, and I would say ultimately, Lou, I think if I'm a betting man, which I'm not. He's going to end up pissing people off because I personally don't think the fan base here and the media included are kind of used to his way of doing business. It's all about spending. Give me overpay for this guy. Let's debate whether Rick Porcello was overpaid. Hey, who was the one pitcher? Oh, man, I forgot when
Evaldi.
I first started here. No, not even before that.
Price.
Keep going. He ended up playing for Chicago.
Jeez, keep
Kimbrel.
Going. Kimbrel?
No, can we keep going?
No, I don't want to keep going.
Man, I don't even remember.
Matt Clement.
Nope, none of the guy. I'll remember it like tonight around 8 o'clock at night. But the point is that I think the fan
John
base
Lackey?
Here is used
John
to.
John Lester.
Hey! Ryan knows it better than anybody.
Yeah, the guy that
John
didn't
Lester.
Pay.
The guy that didn't pay. But that's what you're used to. Like, then eventually overpaying, even though you didn't want to pay John Lester, you overpay for somebody else.
Well, I always said, like, this team, when they're
the Pablo Sandoval's of the world.
When they're ready to win. You know, that's when they open up the pay the guys, right? Do they think they're ready to win? Like, we'll sit there and say, dude, you're in the ALCS. You're in game 6 of the ALCS. Now it's time to go. It's time to get the high-priced pitcher, get the high-priced, position player. And it's time to turn into the Red Sox again. You know, spend $220 million, $240 million. I don't know if they view themselves at that position yet. Like, I don't know. And, again, the CBA, and it's not going to go well. You find out how these two sides feel about each other during the whole COVID thing. They don't trust each other. These two guys got into a room together. You know, it was Tony Clark and what's his name, Manfred, had a conversation, left the room, and nobody knew what each other said. Like, they all misinterpreted what each other said. So how the hell is this thing going to work? I'll tell you this much. You know, the owners kind of already sent a proposal out in the summer. And, you know, the CBT, this tax line that the players want to get rid of because the teams aren't spending towards it. They're treating it like a cap. Their first proposal was, we'll give you the minimum, $100 million minimum payroll. So make everybody come up. The rates can't sit at 65. We're going to spend a little bit more money there, right? Everybody happy? Oh, by the way, we're going to lower the CBT, the first threshold, to $180 million, not $210. Oh, and by the way, stricter penalties if you go over for the first time.
Yeah.
So you know what that is? That's a hard cap. Like, there's no way in hell. The other proposal, you're automatically a free agent at 29 and a half. Oh, that's great.
What do you do if you're 29 and a half?
What do you do for Acuna and you come in at 21? All the great players that come in this league at 21, 22. So now rather than waiting six years before I'm a free agent, I got to wait eight, nine years?
No way.
And it's like, this is the way you negotiate? This is the first proposal? You lower? You know we want the CBT to go up or lower the penalties. We want teams to be able to spend what they can. And you lower it? And make it harsher penalties. Like, this is what you're dealing with.
You know,
it is going to get ugly. There'll be a lockout December 1st from the owners. And there'll be a delay to spring training. It's just bank on it. And it's going to get ugly in between. And
so
it's sad.
If Major League Baseball players were going to negotiate their new CBA, like NFL players did, you would basically just get rid of spring training.
Yeah.
Football players, you know, we don't want to practice. Just get rid of pads. You know, you're not allowed to have a ball, a mitt, or a bat on the field for the first 60 days.
Yeah.
Then you can play baseball.
Yeah.
And, okay,
yeah.
Good.
No,
then you take
ugly.
Away our money, take away our retirement benefits, take away our health care. Dude, take away
and
all
this
of
is,
it. We just
don't
want to practice.
And this is, I'm just sort of like prepping you, like Sox fans, like baseball fans. Like first off, the offseason sucks. Sucks. Guys don't sign.
Season.
It's awful. There is no such thing.
What?
It's like mid-spring or early spring, late winter season. And nobody signs anything until like mid-January anyways. You know, and now there's going to be an unknown of what you can sign. So if you're waiting for all these guys, they're all going to be out there. I don't know who's going to sign what. I don't know what you're going to do. You know, as far as like how do you do it? How do you go about signing a guy when you don't know what the game is? You know, it's like you sign some guy for $35-40 million, you find out they did lower it to 180. And you're like, "Now what?" You know, "Now what the hell do I do? Extensions? How do you do extensions?" Like it's going to suck. because these guys can't keep their mouth shut, and everyone's going to be talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to Kelly in Amherst. Kelly, what's going on? You're on with Lou and Christian.
What's up, guys? So, look, in most sports, I feel like there's kind of this phenomenon where they don't judge you based on what you're doing. They judge you based on maybe what you did last year, based on your kind of reputation. I don't know with this Chris Sale situation. They're judging him based on several years ago, right? He's a shell. We need to move on from him. I'm not saying get rid of him. He's on our team. But I'm just saying we can't count on him being our ace. Other guys are going to, you know, fill and take their roles. The only thing I think we can count on going next year with these Red Sox is that our rookie pitchers are going to continue to grow and are going to be a little bit better if we make it to another playoff than they were this time. They choked a little bit down the stretch, but you're asking what we want this team to do. I want this team to spend that money, baby. Don't tell me, oh, Tampa, these other places, they do all this stuff without spending money. Yeah, so let's do all of that, and then when we're done, let's buy a couple extra players for insurance. I want the Sox to go out, spend some money. We knew we were in over our heads this year. We were lucky to be there, all that stuff. So let's get some better guys. We can't expect to do the same thing again with the same crew. That's it.
Yep. Yeah, Kelly, I think a lot of people feel the same way. And we'll see what they do. As far as Sale goes, I fully expect Sale to come back and be the ace of the staff. This is why you paid him. Like, when you gave that money, we all sat there and said, he's got elbow problems. You know, they had Tommy John. You're like, okay, it's going to take you to lose 2 years. You lost last year. This year was sort of like whatever. You got a little something from him in the end next year? Next year is when he starts earning his money. Everybody's talking about this year. Oh, that's it. Game five. It's time to earn your money. Dude, he's coming back from Tommy John. Next year, though?
Mm-hmm.
All right, next year it's time to earn your $30 million. Like, he better be the guy. Of all these on his last year, his deal next year, you got to replace him. So they got to do something. They got to make a splash. I just don't know if this new CBA thing is going to even allow it. And we'll see how that whole thing shakes out. All right, coming up next, by the way, we got big deal, no big deal at 4:30. There's some interesting things there.
Oh, we got some great ones.
I really got to talk about them. I'm really kind of pissed off about a few things. So you don't want to miss that at 4:30. And coming up next, remember when everybody kept predicting how the Chiefs were going to win not three, not four, not five championships? Boy, has that turned. Here's some of the people that say about them years ago and what they're saying about them now. We'll do it next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mahomes takes the snap. He is just going to throw it long for DeMarcus Robinson. It is going to use up all the time. The game is over, and the Chiefs' kingdom has firmly planted its flag on top of football's highest Summit. The Kansas City Chiefs are champions of Super Bowl 54.
This is the beginning of a dynasty.
This is only the beginning. Be prepared to have another parade and another parade and another parade.
I'm not going to say he's tilling a field. Chris Jones, he's definitely a man of his word. We're definitely creating something special here in KC, so I don't see why not.
Before Andy Reid retires, he'll win two more Super Bowls with Pat Mahomes.
Because we're going to make sure we bring not one, not two, not three, not four, but five plus rings to Kansas City.
Not two, not three, not four, not five.
Why say five? Why not go seven rings?
I think they're going to win three total before Andy Reid retired.
Chiefs Kingdom, Arrowhead Pride. Let's go, baby, competition time.
Well, that was a lot of talk. You had Tyreek Hill, you had Chris Jones talking, there's Jason Whitlock as well, talking about all these championships. We had the same conversation with about the Seattle Seahawks, too. Remember, like, that dynasty that was going on? And the thing is, dynasties do, you know, last 4 or 5 years sometimes.
Yeah.
I think there'll be a point when, you know, people already do respect what the Patriots did, not having one but two dynasties. So I ask you, is it classified as, like, make fun of these guys talking about all these championships? Because if maybe 1 year where things just don't look right.
Yeah, first of all, they were hopped up on success.
Yep.
And, you know, and the longevity of what they thought was going to be, you know, a long Super Bowl run. But this is not over for the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, they are not going to win six. That's not going to happen. I think it kind of sheds light on just how unbelievably difficult and challenging it is, you know, when you think about what Brady has done or what the Patriots have done, you know, doing it twice. Because the one constant is the quarterback and the coach, so whatever. But, no, because I've heard, people were just giving up on the Chiefs. Like, this is it for them. Like, they paying the money to Patrick Mahomes was a mistake. They're not going to be any good. He looks like some chump. That guy that's never played football anymore, careless, reckless, doing everything that he used to get credit for, now he's getting ripped apart.
You know, like the no-look passes.
Yeah, it doesn't work anymore.
Like a few weeks back, like the little running to his right, no-look across the middle, wide open tight end, off of his hands for an interception. And it's like, you know, if you looked, you might have made a more accurate pass.
Yeah, Matthew Stafford's doing the same thing in L.A.
All of this stuff that, like, you know, in desperation, just chucking it deep. The difference is that Tyreek Hill ain't coming up with it anymore.
Yeah.
You know, the other team is coming up with it now. I mean, you know, so as good as they are, and this is why they are still a very good team, I'm still not counting them out this year. Like, well, they're 3-4. I'm not counting them out. Like, they could struggle for another couple of weeks and then finish the year, you know, 7-6-1. And I don't think anybody wants to touch him in the postseason. Like, I think
Tennessee loss was a holy cow. Like,
yes,
you scored three
I agree.
Points. They beat your head in. They ran all over you. Ryan Tannehill looked like the quarterback who was $500 million.
Yep.
Like, that's the guy that looked like he was the best in the league, the heir apparent, not you. So to me, I think coupled with the loss to the Chargers, the Baltimore Ravens, I mean, they played some really good teams. So let's look at it that way. Their division is really good this
year.
The Raiders are really good. The Chargers already beat you. The AFC teams that you're playing are all good, like all of them. So if they were playing in the Patriots division, if they were playing, you know, the Jets twice, the Texans, the Saints,
Dolphins.
The Dolphins, and then maybe they split, then they're 5-1 all day long. Yeah, that's what their record is, but it is concerning because he's throwing a ton of picks. That's the biggest issue.
Ton of picks.
Constantly throwing picks. There was a stat that I saw last week about him that he has more interceptions, I think, like this year than he has his entire career. Something crazy. Like, the amount of interceptions is nuts. And that to me is also now Eric Bieniemy is a terrible offensive coordinator. Like, Andy Reid can't get through to his team. Like, the defense does suck. I mean, their defense is terrible.
But their defense has sucked at times in the past as well.
They've had a couple good players.
And then they sort of get a little bit better as the year goes on, and their defense is good enough. But you're right. Mahomes this year has got 9 picks, you know, in 7 games. I mean, that's kind of – you haven't really seen that from him. I thought it was interesting, too. Somebody threw that stat up there and say 9 picks. He had 12, actually, the first year he started, but that went with 50 touchdowns. And that was on the year. You know, that was 16 games. Through 7, he's already got 9 with 18 touchdowns. But I like this little stat here, too. It was last 15 starts, including playoffs, comparing him and Brady.
Oh, yeah. That's the important thing, because when Patrick Mahomes was coming out, we were like, oh, look at this matchup. It's going to be Chiefs. It used to be, you know, Brady and Roethlisberger and Brady and Peyton Manning. And, you know, and now it's going to be Brady and Patrick Mahomes. And Patrick Mahomes is going to take it from him.
In the last 15 starts, including the playoffs, Brady, 4,669 yards.
Yeah.
Mahomes, 4,648 yards. 43 touchdowns to 7 picks for Brady in last 15 games. Mahomes, 33 touchdowns, not 43, and 15 picks. Yeah. Quarterback rating, 110 for Brady, 96 for Mahomes. So a lot of these numbers, you say last 15 starts, 44-year-old Tom Brady has been better than the heir apparent, than Pat Mahomes. The guy, and right now he's things don't look right. I'm still not counting them out. I'm not. They're 3-4. You know, and usually I get it. They're like, you know, 6-1, and we sit there and say, but their defense isn't good enough. You know, I still look at that team and I'm thinking, yeah, they're very dangerous. And you know, the crazy thing is they improved that offensive line, right? That was the weakness. They brought in a bunch of guys, including Tooney. And it's like they're still searching for somebody other than Tyreek Hill and Kelsey. And now their running back is down. So it's just right now, it's just not there for them.
So if we're sitting there talking about, their next five games, their next four games, we talk about the Patriots, what are their chances to make the playoffs? So they just took a major loss, 27-3 to the Tennessee Titans on the road. Now they got the Jets win. Now they got the Packers. We'll see. Now they got the Raiders. We'll see. Then they got the Cowboys. Then they have a bye week. Then they got the Broncos. Their schedule. They may have
The Raiders,
they may
Chargers,
have two wins.
Bengals, Steelers, Broncos. It's not.
The Giants will lay down. The Green Bay Packers will not. The Vegas Raiders will not. You'll actually play the Raiders, twice in four weeks, and then you got the Broncos. You may have got two wins in the next 5 weeks. That's not looking very good.
No, that schedule's not
good.
Dallas, at all.
We know what they look like.
Yeah, that schedule's not
fun. Raiders, they
but,
won
I mean,
their last two
Dallas
games.
Dallas is sitting there saying we got Kansas City in 3 weeks, too. Like, I don't think that's going to be
fun. No, I know, but
fun.
it's just you don't look at them. You look at them, I mean, listen, as not a pushover, but we know what that Dallas offense can do. And that Kansas City defense, you thought you 500-some-odd yards on the Patriots. What do you think they're going to do to Kansas City?
They have a bitch of a schedule. Their losses, Tennessee, Buffalo, Chargers, and Ravens.
All teams with over 500
Four
records.
Four very good teams. Yeah. They beat the Browns, they beat the Eagles, they beat Washington. You know, so they've taken care of the NFC East, and they've beaten the Browns there in opening day. That was a great game, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, not easy. Let's go to Mike and Stoughton real quick. What about this Chiefs dynasty, Mike? What do you got?
I don't think it's over. I think they need some work, though. And to your point, I mean, Kansas City has the toughest schedule than any other team in the league right now. And the O-line is not protecting Patrick Mahomes. I mean, I think that's the issue. If they could get their O-line situated where they could give Patrick Mahomes the protection that he needs, I think they could maybe get like four wins in the next six games that they have coming up.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Mike. You know, 14 sacks in seven games, and a lot of that can be the offensive line. A lot of that is Pat Mahomes scrambling outside of it, trying to make things happen and getting sacked, right? Extending plays. And it's just, again, some of these things just aren't working for him that have worked in the past. So we'll see where they end up. I still think they're a dangerous team. All right, we got big deal, no big deal. That is next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You got anything to say for yourself?
We didn't think it was that big a deal.
No big deal.
It's a big deal.
big deal.
Big deal.
Big deal.
Kind of a big deal in New England right now.
No big deal.
Not that big a deal.
Not a big deal, huh?
Why does that make such a big deal? I don't understand that.
No big deal.
Big deal.
Is Joe Biden getting a bad deal here?
Oh, thank you, Glenn. Thank you, Glenn. Leonard Hair Transplant Associate. Big deal, no big deal. Losing your hair, kind of a big deal. Treating it with Dr. Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, not a big deal. Call them now at 1-800-GET-HAIR. Tyler!
Christian, I know you are a big football guy, West Coast guy as well. You're a big Pac-12 guy. Of course, your kid goes to Colorado. Yep. So he plays the USC Trojans, who do not currently have a head coach because they fired Clay Helton earlier this season. And earlier this week on the Dan Patrick Show, Carson Palmer recently said that Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin was the frontrunner for the USC job.
Ooh.
So, of course, he denied that today, but actually took that a step further. Here is Mike Tomlin today.
Mike, at any point in your coaching career, did you ever have an interest or express an interest in being a head coach in the college game?
Tim Benz.
And do you have any idea?
Wait, stop!
How that
holy crap!
Big
what?
Deal and no big
wait
deal.
A second.
Tim Benz asking the major
wait
questions.
Wait a second, good!
Tim Benz.
Wait, hold on.
It pissed him off.
Good pickup! I did not even pick that up.
Dude, the hair was raising on my arms.
That,
what are you talking about?
Wait, that was muzzled. I'm wearing a face mask. Tim Benz, was it not?
Yes,
holy
it was.
Crap. Good pickup on you.
Let's hear it again.
This is hell of an exchange.
Let's hear it again.
Mike, at any point in your coaching career, did you ever have an interest or express an interest in being a head coach in the college game? And do you have any idea how that may or may not have led to folks like Ryan and Doug Whaley and Carson Palmer connecting you to some college jobs?
Hey, guys, I don't have time for that speculation. I mean, that's a joke to me. I got one of the best jobs in all of professional sport. Why would I have any interest in coaching college football? That'll be the last time that I address it. And not only today, but moving forward. Never say never, but never. Okay? Anybody else got any questions about any college jobs? There's not a booster with a big enough blank check.
Anyone else? All right.
Thank you. Anybody asking Sean Payton about that? You know, anybody asking Andy Reid about stuff like that?
So a strong response from Mike Tomlin, a strong refusal. He's not going to USC. Is that a big deal or no?
It's a big deal. I love it. I love it. One, okay, because Tim Benz involved in this, which is great. The other part is James Franklin was just asked about this also. They got a big game against Ohio State. You know what he says? Oh, you know, I'm just focused on Ohio State. This is a guy that flat out does not want to coach college football, wants nothing to do with it, doesn't want his name involved in it, doesn't want to be part of the stupid charades that goes on in the college coaching ranks. And then I love how he rips the boosters. There's not a booster out there that can write a big enough check.
You believe that?
Yes, I do.
Oh, there's a booster out there that can write a check.
Yeah, no. He doesn't. Why would you want to go from the pros where he's got a great job? He's like Bill. He'll be there till he wants to be done.
No,
never say never, but never.
Oh, that's my other line. I love it.
I think it's a big deal because I actually had this visual of Tim Benz's reaction to this. Like Tomlin's getting mad at him for asking the question. And, you know, Benz is pissed. Well, I was calling it BS. Like, I wasn't saying you should. I was just saying it's BS. So these other people are reporting it. I wasn't. Why is he getting mad at me? I could just see the reaction, which is priceless. But, whatever. It's a big deal. Yeah, sure. That's fine. Because obviously this guy has no interest whatsoever. You're right. He's not going to leave Pittsburgh where he's successful. I think that's interesting at the end. He's talking about you asking Sean Payton or Andy Reid. What is that going to do with it? Because these guys are struggling
your
this
guys
year,
are
too.
White. No, I think it's a white
no,
black
see, thing. I don't think it is. I think it's more of these guys are struggling too. Why aren't you asking them? I know we're 3-3. Things aren't good right now. Things aren't going well for Sean Payton. They're not going well for Andy Reid right now. So things aren't going well. So now you think I want to leave?
Thank you.
I didn't read it that way. I actually was reading just some things just before he actually brought this up where it was being considered a race thing.
Well, that's because think you just bring race into
that's
everything.
That's true. I do. It's like Mean Wiggy.
It's definitely time to add that one to the Tomlin dictionary, isn't it?
I think, first of all, fantastic pickup by you. Unbelievable.
A big deal out in Hollywood right now is the death of the cinematographer, Helena Hutchins, and that is for the movie Rust that she was working on. Of course, the shooting of... you're looking at me?
No, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, Alec Baldwin was behind the gun that accidentally had a real bullet in it and shot and killed the cinematographer, Helena Hutchins. A weird twist in the story, we found out that the crew members of the movie Rust were participating in a pastime called plinking. I've never heard of this. Apparently, it's where you shoot, you go out in a rural area and shoot at beer cans with actual live ammunition. And that is how a real gun with real bullets ended up in the hands of Alec Baldwin. Is that a big deal or no big deal?
It's film a set. Huge deal. I mean, you're using a gun with blanks on a set for a movie. And crew members are loading it up and going out and having fun shooting beer cans on the side beforehand. And
no, but they're using that same gun,
the same
Lou.
Gun. But I'm saying rather than putting blanks, they're like, hey, let's put real bullets and go have some fun. Like the fact that, like, after you do that, you don't have the sense to be like, okay, we need to make sure that we've got the right bullets or get the bullets out of a gun and put the blanks there. We're on a movie set. And you don't have the mind.
This is such a big deal.
Double check, triple check, quadruple check a freaking gun.
Like put some sort of like yellow tape or something like that, or mark it. The fact is, this is a huge deal because one of what they were doing, like no accountability, no safety, you know, regulations whatsoever. I know there are safety regulations, but they obviously don't care. But the fact is that Alec Baldwin, the actor, is getting criticized for being the cause of this. All he did, that they come up to him and said, here's the gun for your next scene. Okay, there you go. So he's getting blamed for the death. Like, it's his fault. Like, he should know better.
I know.
That, to me, is the big deal. Think about this. Whether you like Alec Baldwin or not, this guy has this on his conscience for the rest of his life. He mistakenly, accidentally,
well, this
wasn't
is where,
his fault.
Yeah, this is where you go too far with, like, the politics. So you don't like Alec Baldwin's politics. You know, this is like, even Republicans, right? They don't like Alec Baldwin's politics. So they say, good, he should go to prison for murder. And it's like,
yeah.
Come on, dude, listen.
Manslaughter.
Take the politics out of there for a second. The guy is an actor. He took a gun that was supposed to be blanks, and he shot and killed somebody that he knows. And we're like, put him away forever? Like, this is an accident. And we just want him to fry because of his politics?
Yeah.
He might not like his politics,
Ryan,
but, I mean, be a human a little bit.
What do you call the guys that are handling the gun? The armor guys? What do you call them? Are they called something?
I mean, they should be, you know, prop experts, and there probably is something for
but
the
people. But isn't there something like, yeah, like overseeing
the guns.
Like the safety? It's not like, you know, I know like OSHA, right, on like construction sites.
Yeah.
But like as far as a movie set goes.
There's like a name for it armor
like,
or something.
I mean, good God. And how the hell?
You got to clear it with the government wherever you're shooting. You know, you got to sign a bunch of paperwork that says we're not going to basically play with these. I can't even believe that they brought the guns for the movie offset to go have fun with.
That's
insane.
Those guys need to go to prison.
They did not follow any kind of regulations that they should have.
Mm. All right.
Next story here. Public schools here in Melrose, Mass. Are working to, quote, de-emphasize Halloween activities in the classroom. Instead, the district says it seeks to hold fall activities to ensure that all students and staff feel safe, included, and represented. Is this a big deal or no big deal, Lou Merlone? The de-emphasization of Halloween
a huge
in Melrose.
Deal. We're freaking losing our minds.
Oh, lost it.
And I will tell you, it's not just Melrose. I just got word that it happens in God's country.
Where is that?
It's going on in Framingham.
God's country.
Yeah, they're no longer, you're not even allowed to read Halloween books. Because, you know, it offends people, certain religions. I don't know if think Halloween's like the devil or something like that. So we want to be inclusive and tell 98% of the kids who just want to dress up and eat candy that they're not included anymore. They're not included. Like, so we're just getting rid of Halloween? Like, do we have to just politicize freaking everything? Like, everything?
Well,
like, how are you possibly inclusive? We're not about inclusive. No, we're about division. Everybody just wants to divide and hate everybody.
But please explain to me, how is
Halloween?
Getting rid of Halloween, like, you know, it's they want to be all inclusive. So I don't. What is dressing up like, you know, He-Man?
I don't know.
Or, you know, I don't know.
I guess there's like
Barney the Dinosaur. How is that bad?
Out there that look at Halloween and say evil? I have no idea. And I would say don't participate in Halloween. You know, and you're absolutely right. A bunch of kids dressed up in Toy Story costumes isn't
I don't
the
get
devil.
It. I have a Halloween party I have to go to this weekend. And for the record, I hate Halloween. I never liked it. I was always the same thing every single year. That was a football player because I had a football uniform. So it was easy. This year, I'm going as Papa Smurf.
Are you?
I have my red sweats. I have my blue shirt. I'm going to paint my whole face blue. I hope that's okay with everybody.
Huh.
If you see me around Foxborough, don't throw stuff at me. I like candy. I like getting drunk on Halloween. I like it when women dress up as in slutty outfits.
Yes.
How about that?
Yes,
an
I like
excuse
it.
To dress up in slutty outfits.
Yes,
that's
I
what
like
Halloween
it. I think
is
we're
about.
We're doing like Friday night is the same thing. We're doing like the whole like grease thing.
And it's, oh, yeah, and you fit right in.
And it's perfect.
Oh, you better not do it.
I want to go as Vinny Barbarino, but I got to go as the Grease character of Travolta because I don't care. My wife wants to wear leather. I'm in. I'm Danny's all for it.
Let's go.
I mean, how the hell do you argue that? You want to wear leather? Perfect. Let's do this. Yeah. Whatever it takes, right? But I don't understand. I don't understand it.
But like, to me, it's
I don't
biggest,
understand how far are we going
to
go.
It.
Like, why do we even celebrate
Groundhog
Thanksgiving?
Day.
Like, it's getting to the point.
Next.
We
that's
went
next.
Over there and just said, it's our freaking land. Get the hell off.
Yeah.
Like, why don't we get rid of that too? Why don't we just get rid of everything? And I'll tell you, we could all be miserable and wear freaking masks everywhere. And just, it's just jabbing ourselves with everything. Like, seriously, it's all, like, get rid of all the fun. Like, just the kids can't even eat candy. They can't even dress up. Well, I tell you, in my town, come on over. We're giving out candy. Please come and dress up. Everybody. It's just freaking ridiculous.
I thought Halloween was the one untouchable.
It's Halloween.
It's not even a holiday. It's
no,
not a holiday.
Nobody, it's just fun day.
Yeah, it's not a celebration of
let's
it's not
have
Thanksgiving
fun
with your family. It's not Christmas with, you know, none of that stuff.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's Halloween. It's all and about candy.
Framingham is doing this now.
So yeah. The superintendent.
You can't read Halloween books. Oh, but you can take them out of the
give
library.
Me a Halloween.
God, Jesus.
Wait, give me a Halloween book. What's a Halloween book?
I don't
book?
Know, but there's plenty of books. What's the thing with the pumpkin? I don't know. They
the
roll
Great
down.
Pumpkin, Charlie Brown?
I don't know.
So this is a statement from the Melrose Superintendent of Schools, Julie Kuchenberger. She said, we pride ourselves on being one community open to all. For this to be
no,
true.
No, you're not. You're not open to the people that like Halloween.
Lou, she says, we must live this mantra in all we do. This includes
sure.
in-school celebrations.
Oh, wait, say
but
what?
But it's not about all.
Hold on.
It's what not
the,
about all.
Who? What kind of? What is her title?
She is the superintendent of schools in Melrose. It says, in Melrose, we pride ourselves on being one community open to all. For this to be true, we must live this mantra in all that we do. This includes
so 90% of the people and the kids want to dress up for Halloween. 10% don't like it.
Not even 10.
Like 3%, 1%
so we don't
want it.
The majority anymore.
So the majority of people do not
yeah.
get what they want
right.
because the 1%ers are pissed off about it.
And we have to change
yeah,
all
right.
this all-inclusive
oh my
stuff.
God,
so, I mean, there's a lot of changes that maybe make other kids feel uncomfortable, but we don't give a rat's ass about you, about anything. It's just about, like, one parent or a couple parents screaming and yelling. No more Halloween. Halloween is a fun day.
It's
what's
about
this woman's
candy.
Name again?
That is Julie Kuchenberger, the
Spell
superintendent
it.
Of schools.
Get her
Julie
on the show.
Kuchenberger.
Has she explained herself other than just
you think
a
Julie
press
Kuchenberger
release?
Kuchenberger celebrated Halloween when she was a
she
kid?
She probably did.
No, she doesn't believe in it,
but
clearly.
Some parent came up to her and said, you
yes.
know what, this is offensive.
Yes.
Like, I do not
offensive.
Like Gem
Inclusive.
And the Gemstones. The Gem and the Gemstones are gross.
And the Melrose parents who want to keep Halloween for the kids.
That's
now,
what Kim's going
what
as.
A
she's going,
now
a she's going as Gem.
Okay.
I'm going as Papa
yeah, they're having a parade, right?
It's a big 80s cartoon.
Oh, yeah, baby, 80s cartoon.
They got a petition to have a parade, correct, in Melrose?
Yeah, there's a petition with over 1,800 parent signatures started this morning. They want to keep Halloween for the kids.
Well,
I don't know what Gem is.
I mean, you don't do it in school. Right after school, have a big Halloween party in the parking lot. And I don't know. Everybody, what are they going to do, arrest them? That's it. Put all the kids in cuffs. Have a bunch of kids in Toy Story uniforms in cuffs for celebrating Halloween.
Now all I want to know is, can Gem wear leather pants?
Yeah, Gem can wear leather pants. I think it's more like leopard print.
I know
the
Sandy.
Denim vest.
Sandy can
Sandy's.
Grease. Believe it.
Oh yeah.
So we found
Sandy
out,
after her transformation.
Yes. Yeah. We're talking about the.
You don't want
the,
Sandy.
No, we're
D
talking
before.
About the carnival scene.
At oh,
the
end, the very end.
Yeah, we're
yeah.
going carnival blah, blah, scene, baby. Boom. That's about it.
We
it.
Found out yesterday with Mac Jones joining us every Monday at 2:30 here at Maloney and Forey. He told us his pregame meal, no matter what time of day, he eats it probably at 6 a.m. on Sunday mornings. He likes steak, eggs, and spaghetti as his pregame meal. He eats it every week.
Yeah.
So that prompted Andy Gresh
oh, no.
to list his pregame meal, which is very extensive and odd. Here
wait, pre-show meal?
No, this is when he was in when he was in high school. This is his pregame meal. I heard he said 300 pounds.
Offensive lineman Andy
300
Gresh,
pounds?
Yes.
Can you imagine Gresh 300 pounds in high school?
Yeah, I've seen it.
I haven't. A couple years ago.
Like really? 3 years
he
ago.
He looks great now.
Jeez. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Did I ever tell you what my pregame high school meal was?
No, I don't think you did.
Oh, this is gross.
What? Oh, don't do this.
No, because you won't imagine that someone at 300 pounds at 16, 17 years old was eating this and then going to play a high school game. A
couple of Laffy Taffys?
I ate two Whoppers. With both fries and onion rings.
Okay.
And then I would go to the Newport Creamery I used to
you
work
have
at.
A milkshake?
No, oh, I would God. Get a four scoop. There was a name
oh, an ice
for
cream.
It. The four scoop sundae. Then I go next door and buy a package of Twinkies and a Mountain Dew where then I go out for warm-ups and I come back in and right as the coach is giving the big speech, there I am, eating Twinkies
before
and,
every game.
Yep, that's only, and I only.
That's disgusting.
I only crapped myself one game.
Is it a big deal or no big deal? Andy Gresh hasn't had a heart attack yet. My gosh.
Awaken 180 weight loss, people. Was that sponsored this segment? Or
yes.
No,
no that is Dr. Leonard.
Okay, that's a big deal. Okay, come on, because like the calorie count on that, I just don't know like how you actually move. Because usually your pregame meal would be at least 3 to 4 hours before the game.
See, the two just whoppers so could, and fries, you're like, okay. But then he goes Sunday.
No, hold on. Fries and onion rings.
Yeah, so one of each.
That's still huge, right? That's still huge. I get it. But he's a big fella. But then you go 4-scoop ice cream Sunday. And you don't have enough sugar in you yet. So then you got to go Twinkies. Like, after the ice cream, you're like, I need more. Like, I need more sugar. And then you go ice, and you go Twinkies?
To me, it made me laugh because there was two times in my pro career where my pregame meal came back to haunt me. Okay, the first time when I was a rookie, and my parents are from Louisiana, and my aunt was like, hey, come on over, pregame meal. Don't eat with the team. I'll make gumbo. Well, she makes a huge pot of gumbo. You know my gumbo stories, right? So I have like 4 to 5 bowls of gumbo. The next day is obviously the game, and I'm in warm-ups. And I have leakage. It is like, I can't control it. And every time I run,
it's good gumbo.
I feel like I'm like starting to chafe a little bit, just like Gresh was talking about. I was like, I had to change my pants twice because of gumbo leakage. I mean, so it's a real thing. Like
leakage or gumbo?
No. Gumbo is great. The fact is, if you don't monitor and regulate your pregame meal, you're either too full or you don't have enough fuel. Like, you got to find the perfect. That's why it doesn't surprise me that Mac Jones has it regulated to steak, pasta, and eggs.
Wow.
I mean, bringing a meal for baseball players.
Yeah, that's
I mean, what, like a stick
in
of gum?
Used to be
a greenie?
Jolt Cola in high school.
Give me a couple greenies and a cup of coffee, and I'm fine.
We used to pound Jolt. What do you got, Tyler?
I got $275 worth of Alaskan king crab. That's not even including the shrimp.
Yeah, $275 Alaskan king crab.
It was expensive.
And that is big deal, no big deal.
I made it.
Very nice. Very well done. I knew
that would piss you off.
Very well done.
Let's grab these.
I'm
going
to go to Glenn. I want to go to Glenn in the vineyard because he's talking Halloween. Glenn, go ahead. Talk to me. Tell me the vineyard got rid of it too.
No. We actually just brought it back this year, which is awesome because it's a great stream that all the kids go to.
Wait. They took it away? They took it away in the past?
Well, for the pandemic last year.
Oh, okay. Yeah, COVID. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So they didn't do it last year. People were all upset. And they're bringing it back this year. The big street on the vineyard that does it. They buy hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of candy. All the houses are decorated. It's awesome. Great time on the vineyard. But, you know, the canceling of Halloween has been going on for so long. I mean, it's not new. I mean, the super conservative Christians have been trying to do it for, you know, 40 years.
I don't even know what group's doing it. I know. Okay.
Who knows? I mean, I get an
F-bomb.
Yeah.
You're right. It is for the effing kids. And that's exactly who it's for. And if you don't want to take part in it, then turn your light off.
You know, my mom, like,
that's what you do, right? You turn your light off.
Yeah. No. Oh, exactly. Just turn your light off. Your porch light. That was the key. That was the sign. You don't want to give candy. You don't want people knocking on your door. Or when you're done giving away candy, turn your porch light off. And we won't destroy your pumpkins. We won't cut them up with a knife. Not that that's ever happened.
By the way, the teachers in Melrose are being told to take down their jack-o'-lanterns from their rooms and replace them with leaves. They're not just de-emphasizing Halloween. They are removing the term and everything that goes with it. That's from a Melrose parent.
Oh, come on.
They can't even put up jack-o'-lanterns in their room.
Can we get some people from Melrose to call in that are in that school district?
617-779-7937.
I mean, come on.
Festive leaves.
I mean, unbelievable. My mom was so, like, I grew up in a very religious household. So anything that had that was remotely related to the devil, like we could, my mom wouldn't let me watch Gremlins. I couldn't watch Friday the 13th. I had to sneak and watch Freddy Krueger. So, I mean, I get that part of it, but this, like, we were able to trick or treat. Like, that was definitely, you weren't going to stop us from going out and getting a pillowcase full of candy.
A teacher having to look at their class at the end of the day and say, just another reminder, Friday, you know, is, you know, you can't wear costumes. You can't wear, we're not going to celebrate. Imagine telling like a 10-year-old, like a 9-year-old, that you can't celebrate Halloween.
I'm telling you.
Who wants to do that?
No. Okay, you know who's next?
And then what, is there one kid in the entire, four kids in the entire school that are like, thank you for including me?
Think of the children.
And every other student in the school, like, now hates the kid. Because they know that he doesn't celebrate Halloween. And they think, that kid just took Halloween from me.
Yeah. He's different.
Like, don't you, that's what I'm saying. This isn't about bringing people together. It's about separating people. These are kids. They blame other kids all the time for everything. And we're just dividing them. It's Halloween. It's a fun holiday.
I tell you what's next. And do not be surprised by this. Santa.
What about him?
Santa is next.
Well, he's already gone. We
Santa
can't celebrate
is next.
Santa. Remember, you couldn't do that back when I was there.
What do you mean you can't do that? No,
I don't
Santa
know.
Is going to be removed from every mall, from every, you know, from every picture, from every storefront, you name it. Santa, the person, Kris Kringle, Dunsky.
Well, he does sort of own slaves. I mean, they got the elves.
Oh, they're elves, though.
You know what I mean?
It's not really a person.
Oh, they're not getting a fair wage.
They're mythical creatures.
They're definitely not getting a fair wage.
Yeah,
there's no question.
What are the elves? Are they there on their own?
Sent out a tweet about it. He's pissed off.
Mythical
creatures do not get a 401k.
Are the elves there on their own free will?
I don't think so.
Wait, what are the working conditions right there in the workshop?
You're born into this thing. I mean, you know?
Their kids, they live to be like 1,000 years old. They don't ever die.
That's because they
shouldn't be complaining. They have a roof over their head. They get food. They get everything they want.
Yeah, they use them.
It's indentured servitude.
That's basically what it feels like.
Born into
no
it.
Halloween. I'll tell you what. Enjoy Halloween. Go
hey,
out.
People
get
of Melrose,
up.
Get out there and trick or treat.
Yes. Go get dressed up. Go get your candy. Okay. And make sure you get the stuff your dad likes. That's the biggest thing. And your mom likes.
Full size candy
enjoy
bars.
Thanksgiving. Enjoy Thanksgiving. Okay, too,
yeah, that's going
enjoy,
well.
Enjoy Thanksgiving while you got
maybe
it.
Maybe the last year.
Okay. Because it's not about like eating food. It's about you know what everything else that we'll make it into because we're so freaking jammed up that I don't even know. Everybody's just pissed off and offended about everything. All right, coming up next, we want to get to the Celtics because that big win last night, okay, that's a big win. It's four games in, I know, it's still. But there were some signs. There were some things in there that we like that we want to get to, including Christian's boy Marcus Smart. We'll talk Celtics. Maloney and Four, we continue after this.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.